I have experience, and I was there in 2009 when there were difficulties. And I remember very well at the time, at official level, they were totally opposed to it. And I, on the last minute, I had to get the Minister for Finance, Brian Lenihan, to intervene. They got an application in, and they got funding at that time. I do know that the amount that they got was well below what was required. But every million we get is a million less that has to be provided by the Exchequer. But there seems to be a view in government circles that they will not apply. I believe that they should apply, not alone for funding to assist those who are in difficulties. But I met at the time with the Vice President of the European Investment Bank, and I know that they will help to provide funding over a long-term period to put flood defences in place. I realise that this will not be resolved overnight, but we must plan ahead. And I'm extremely disappointed that the government haven't taken a decision that they should apply. Now, we must also remember that an application has to be submitted within 12 weeks of the date of the first damage occurring. So the clock is ticking, and all of the concentration over the last number of weeks has been in the west and the south of the country. That's where the damage was being done. But we cannot forget that only a few short weeks ago, there was serious damage done in various parts of Donegal. And any application which is submitted must include funding for Donegal.
The OPW has recently identified 28 specific risk areas for flooding here in Donegal. That's quite worrying.
Of course it's worrying, and what it's saying really, that if we have a repetition of this in the future, that it could be very serious for Donegal, for individuals, for their homes, for businesses, for farmers, and for the county as a whole. So it's time that plans should be put in place. And as I said, the EIB, the European Investment Bank, they have signed off on some 22 projects in the European Union that has included a flood component for a total projects of over 28 billion euro. Now, we're part of the European Union, and the rules that pertain to other parts of Europe should also pertain to us. So there has to be goodwill on the part of the government, and every pressure must be exerted on them to do this, bearing in mind that the clock continues to tick, and if after 12 weeks no application will be accepted. I met during my time as a member of the European Parliament with Commissioners Johan, and very, very supportive, and they want to be able to help Ireland, but there's no way that they can take a decision in the absence of an application.